Hello, welcome to Breakfast Bad. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Oh, because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
I had poached egg on toast.
What the...
I'm on my health thing now.
Are we going to...
But
I hope it wasn't white toast.
No. When do I ever eat white toast or bread?
Okay.
Racist. When... I was saying to Owen on the way here today, maybe we should try and do a whole episode without swearing.
Okay. Why do you both have
we ruined that already?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't sworn yet.
Okay, you stopped yourself. Okay, no, we can do that. What did you guys have for breakfast?
It was a bit weird, so...
Each other? Yeah, we...
standard. We had
a fry-up to start with.
You can cut me up there.
Sorry, I want to say the normal bit.
Yeah, we had a fry-up and we had some toast, like... But I had... Even my fry-up was a bit weird because I was going... It's a buffet fry-up and I had got, like, beans done, like, sausage done, scrambled eggs done. Shit, there's fried eggs. Oh, I've ruined the nuts for anything. But yeah, so I ended up having a whole plate of scrambled egg and some fried egg and then all the other things. But then what it turned out, in their famous 10 breakfast items, was a Yorkshire pudding. So we went back after our normal breakfast course and we had toad in the hole.
With gravy.
That's amazing.
But the gravy was well too oniony.
Where was this?
Toby Carvery.
Other carveries are available.
Yeah. Mine was free as well.
Why?
Because I beat Owen at FIFA.
I like it that you only ever bring up FIFA when you've won a game.
I think that should be a banned subject. Like, we're already teetering on the edge with the moods today. I don't want to...
Red card.
Yeah, that explains a lot, actually.
Cool. Breakfast. Okay, so there's been some news in the newspapers. Is that right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't laughing at that.
What were you laughing
would
at?
It be weird, would it be weird if there wasn't news in the newspapers? There would just be papers, wouldn't
it? Often, as Kev's sceptical face is about to say, there isn't actually news in the newspapers. Propaganda.
It's just celebrity news, isn't it? That's all it ever is these days. Yeah. It's no actual news.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'd rather read that instead of, like, all the horrible things that go on in the world. Is that really bad?
I'd just rather read a nice story about hobbits.
God.
Anyway...
So,
Kate Moss has done something.
Yeah, she went...
Kate Mess.
Oh, genius. Didn't steal that. She went for a detox to a Turkish retreat. So she, like, starved herself and just drank green juices. And then, to celebrate the detox, on the plane back home, she started swigging vodka. And obviously she hasn't eaten anything, really, for, like, a week. She was rude. And she was telling... She once yelled, can I do a swear? Shall I do that?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we've already ruined our no swearing policy.
It's fucking all right for them to eat pasta when we're hungry. Don't understand what that means.
Who was she talking about?
To people who are eating, like, on the plane. And then, so she got escorted off because she called the female pilot a basic bitch. So that's it. And we were discussing this earlier.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Does the term basic bitch, do you think that means that, like... She's, like, pretty simple in life and is a bitch? Or do you think that she's, like, not the full scale of a bitch? Only some aspects.
It's like have you ever heard the term before?
I like it.
Yeah,
but I don't know what it means.
It's not that you're not a full bitch. It's that you're, like, you're nothing. You're, like...
You're a full bitch pointless. And you're a simpleton.
It's not really necessarily the bitch part. It's kind of, like... A bit like a loser-ish kind of thing. So I don't know where the bitches come from.
I don't know where the emphasis comes on the two words. Is it like you're a basic bitch or you're a basic bitch?
You're a basic bitch.
Yeah.
I don't understand what it means at all.
So, like...
Ask Jesse.
We'll do a thing next time. We'll do some market research because that's my understanding of it anyway. So, yeah, you think she's all right?
Yeah, I've got no problem with Kate Moss. I think she's cool, she's funny.
Do you think
is she funny?
Yeah, whenever I've seen her in interviews and stuff, which is rare, but she is funny. Like, she did that mental funny thing where she went out with Pete Doherty, which was amazing.
She also told people that nothing tastes as good as skinny feels, which I don't really think is an appropriate thing to be telling people.
Well, no.
As a role model, who's already commented on the anorexic side.
Yeah, but she's obviously never had, like, Candymania 2 The Revenge. Like, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I think...
Is that one that we got from that place? That one that was, like, in the
It's in
bucket.
The massive bowl.
Yeah. That was good. That's better than skimming.
Is that another time you were eating without me?
Oh.
I just don't think, whoever you are, you should be allowed to speak to people like that.
No, correct.
If to be fair, if there were loads of people eating pasta on a plane, I'd probably get smashed.
What? Yeah, but then would you turn around and be like, how dare you eat pasta? I am hungry. I starve myself.
So there was that thing. This is silly for me to bring up because I don't know any of the details other than about 4 or 5 keywords. But like a month or so back, there was like an autistic girl of some description was kicked off a plane because she was saying that she was really hungry, but she didn't want crisps. She wanted like something hot. And she was like proper kicking off about it. So they landed the plane and kicked her off.
Okay.
And there was all kinds of kerfuffles. I don't know who was in the right, who was in the wrong. I'm pretty sure the airline was in the wrong for the way they handled it.
Yeah.
They just land the plane in a field. Right, off you go.
Yeah,
maybe.
No, start a new line. Sometimes they have to turn around, don't they? Weirdly enough, I was talking to somebody about this the other day because they went to see a play. Like, I think it was Sound of Music. And she was saying that there was a couple of like groups in there with people who have learning difficulties. And there was one guy, like one group that just kept bursting into like hysterical laughter and screaming and shouting the whole way through. And one woman said to like the staff, I've paid like 50 quid for this seat and I can't hear it. I understand they can't help it, but like, what are you going to do about it? And they basically said, well, they've also paid for their seat. So tough luck, basically. And she said, well, what if my daughter started misbehaving because she was bored and screaming and shouting? You would kick me out and you wouldn't kick them out. And we had this really big discussion about like who is right and who is wrong.
So who did you kick out?
I didn't kick out anyone. This is me we're talking about. I sat on the fence massively. But no, I saw it from both points of view.
Is that allowed? Like, do you not have to get a seat?
Like, yeah, no, like, you know, you have special cinema screening for like people with babies or yeah. like things like that. I do think when people have paid a lot of money to see something, I'm not saying other people shouldn't be allowed to do it, but it is that line of, well, what do you class as like acceptable?
It is an interesting debate, which yeah. I'm not going to wade into.
All yeah, exactly. Well,
like,
yeah.
If you put it another way, like if you paid for a seat in a cinema and then you have someone come and sit in front of you but they're 8 foot tall.
That happened to me when I went to go and see Tron.
Did it?
Yeah, and I called him Cunty McBighead.
There goes no swearing.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit. That's the first seat bomb we've had, right? On the 10th episode, 11th episode, like, and this is supposed to be the no swearing one. Jesus, Steph.
Whoa.
I thought I'd better get it out before we do anything live. I didn't really think about that. But, yeah, no, he sat in front of me, so I moved seats, and then he swapped seats with...
No, he didn't.
No, it's like, obviously not intentionally, but him and his girlfriend were, like, sitting there, so I couldn't see. So I swapped seats, and, like, 2 minutes later, he swapped seats and sat there, and I was like, for God's sake! Like,
at least take the sombrero off.
Yeah. Well, I was at Slamdog the other week, someone was wearing a sombrero. And somebody else picked it up and threw it, and he got really angry with them. And I was like, why are you wearing a sombrero to like a festival in the day?
It keeps you entirely in the shade, and it's impossible to be unhappy in a sombrero.
Yeah, but when you're like squished like little tin sardines or whatever, and then this giant hat is hitting you in the head because you're an idiot. And
it's probably keeping you in the shade as well.
Probably.
Okay.
Well, when you emphasised that wrong, so you said this giant hat's hitting you in the head because you're an idiot. It made it sound like you're the idiot.
No, I was just trying not to swear again, so I think I've maxed my allowance out there.
Okay, anyway. So that was some news. What else happened?
Back to the aeroplane thing, like, because we were talking about aeroplanes. Do you remember that story that happened about a month ago where someone went to the toilet on an aeroplane?
Oh, and they had to land
the plane. They had to land the plane because the smell was so bad.
That can't be real. I know, I've read it in loads of places.
But, like, could you imagine, like, if that was you, you went to the toilet, you thought, well, that's a bit of a bad one. Well, I better go back to my seat, and you sat down, and then you suddenly heard, bing bong. Could we have the captain's attention, please? You'd be like, oh my, no, it can't be that. You'd be saying, oh my God. So I don't even like going in a pub. Can you imagine doing that on an aeroplane?
I can't outside my own home.
Could you imagine fact. The bit where they announced, oh, I'm afraid we're going to have to land the plane because of the smell.
Because Mr. Merritt, seat 7B.
Oh my God, I can't imagine anything worse.
On the plane back from, this is slightly unrelated, completely unrelated. On the plane back from Mexico a few weeks back, there was someone that was really ill, a lady, she had some kind of, she thought it was a blood clot. But it turned out that it was just sciatica, is that a thing? And the cabin crew were all really panicky. They cut her jeans like to get her leg out and that. And they were talking about flying the plane, landing the plane. But Louise's dad is a doctor. So he sort of piped up and sort of went back and helped her out and fixed her. But the problem was, we were like over like the Bahamas. I was so up for landing the plane. I was like, let's not go home, let's land.
You start squeezing her leg while I'm with
him. Yeah, I turned around and started kicking her. Say that. So yeah, I guess he was a hero, but I didn't get to see the Bahamas.
Guess he was a hero, just not your hero.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about some flights, didn't you?
There's a new aeroplane that they're making called a hypersonic plane. Do you know how fast it can go, Steph?
As fast as Sonic the Hedgehog?
I can go faster than that. I can go 4,567 miles per hour.
Wouldn't my face just do this?
I think it probably has, like they have, like...
Pressurisation. Yeah, yeah. But what I worry
like
about...
Like G-force.
It wouldn't just be like being on a roller coaster. Like, they've got... You're inside a plane.
But still, if it's moving that fast, surely your face will...
No, because it's all, like, pressurised and stuff, isn't it?
My issue is that if I was, like, a standard bird, not like a chick, like a pigeon. Let's say I'm a pigeon. And
you could just use the word girl or woman, you know, and it makes things a lot easier.
Could do.
Bird, chick, same thing.
I'm talking about the aviary of variety. Yeah, I'm talking about pigeon. If I was a pigeon, like, just embarking upon, like, a Sunday flight from tree A to tree B... Like via the chip shop, you'd get liquidised if you got hit by a plane at 4,000 miles an hour.
Really
I think
worried.
You'd get liquidised if you got hit by a plane anyway.
They've got more chance of getting out of the way. Like I think most planes go about 500-600 miles an hour. You've definitely got like 10% of the chance.
If a pigeon was the same height as a plane, like it would be with it within a split second.
I was going to say the thing you haven't really considered is that. If a plane was as low as the tree or the chip shop, I would be slightly worried. But pigeons
they've got to take off. They don't go ping. I'm in the air.
But the pigeons don't. They wouldn't be in the same vicinity. That's why when there are bears, they get sucked into the engine. It causes loads of problems.
They're like, you know what you were just saying about like having G-force on your face because you're in an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a car, like driving along at 70 miles an hour, and there's a fly in the car stair, is that fly flying at 70 miles an hour?
That's,
I don't know.
Just let Steph answer.
Is it... I was going to say something really horrible then, but I'm not going to. I guess not. No.
No.
What... it's Einstein's, like...
Theory of relativity?
Yeah, it's all that, isn't it? And it's something to do with that that makes him think that, like, time travel is possible. Like, if you throw a tennis ball in a car or whatever... And it goes at the different speeds. I don't know what this has to do with time travel. I was hoping one of you guys were going to chip in before I said something stupid.
Yes.
But I do
find it confusing.
Right?
I find it a bit because like if you had a bird in that aeroplane that's going 4,567 miles an hour.
As the pilot.
An actual
that happens.
Bird.
That's
an
the thing.
Bird. Like we'll call it a. We'll have a robin, little robin, that we've smuggled
it's
on board.
It's Christmas then.
Okay. And then, like, it's, so you get up to 4,567 miles an hour, and then you just pop him in the air, so he flies. So he's flying at 4,567 miles an hour, but he's not.
Would it be the equivalent? Yeah, I guess so. I thought you meant you were going to chuck him out the window.
Because if you chucked out the window, he wouldn't stay there for very long. He'd be like, whoa!
It's the equivalent of jumping out of a car and trying to run.
Reese Kirkman's going to hate this episode.
Did you see that thing that went around Facebook a little while ago, like quite viral, of that girl that said, so who's, in time-wise, I'm going to ask this before I just guess, who is like in front of America time-wise? In other words, like it's 6 o'clock in America and it's like, 8 o'clock in...
The rest of the world, pretty much.
The rest of the world, okay. Let's say, can I say China? Is that a thing?
That's a thing, that's a country.
So, yeah, but I mean, like...
They make plates
she put a thing
things.
On Facebook saying, for instance, if China are 8 hours ahead of America, why didn't they warn them about 9/11? It's like, yeah, see, I'm not quite that bad, but I don't understand time travel as a thing, but I'm pretty sure that is not it.
Well, I've got one for you.
Okay.
All right, what's the absolute opposite of England in terms of the world?
So Australia, isn't
Australia.
It?
Okay, so how long did it take to get from England to Australia?
Depends where you change.
Well, how long did it take roughly?
Between 20 and 30 hours.
Okay, and does it take 12 hours the world to turn halfway?
Yeah.
Okay, so rather than flying like to
just fly up in the air
and
stay
and wait until the world
just fly up there for an hour.
Well, that's
for
what
12 hours. Wait for it to turn around, then come back down.
That's what Branson's like. That's what his company want to do. Like the shuttle thing that's going to go up and then just come down. That's what they want to do.
They should.
But
do
you're
that.
Saying that this plane is faster than that. You're saying that they can go.
But they can go from London to New York in 1 hour.
That's
just
don't understand how that works.
It's just really fast.
I know, but. I just don't get it. Because like when you fly out to... Surely a space shuttle is faster than that. Like a spacecraft. Spacecraft?
That's right, that is a thing.
Yeah. But it takes them like 4 years when they go up somewhere, like go to Mars or whatever.
That's much further than Tokyo.
I guess like...
Mars is so much further away than New York.
That made so much sense in my head.
Do you want to know an interesting like fact? You know,
is
you know
it
going to
mock me?
No. This is interesting. I've gone red.
I've gone red on your behalf.
I only heard this the other day, but you know how like in our solar system, you know how like Earth is one of the smallest planets, and like there's some massive ones like Jupiter and Saturn. They're huge. And you kind of look at the whole thing and, like, it all, Earth pales in insignificance to all the other things. Mm. In between Earth and the moon, which is, like, the closest thing, you can fit all of the other planets. In that space, you can fit all the other, potentially the sun, maybe not the sun, but definitely all the other planets.
If you could just take them and just put them like that.
Yeah, because obviously when you see it, like, mapped out on a thing, it looks like...
I don't think that's true.
Google it.
I think the moon is only something like 20 or 30 miles away or something.
Do you think? What, to London? Just the other side of the M25?
Yeah, but it's upwards though, isn't it?
Yeah, but still, you fly it like 20 miles up in the air.
That's your worst thing that you've said so far.
It's not going to be like thousands of miles away.
It's thousands of miles
away. Right, I will find this out.
I'm sure when they went to the moon, it only took them it didn't take them like weeks, it took them like a couple of days.
Yeah, but imagine going at that speed.
Well, I don't think they went that fast. I think the spaceships only went like a few hundred miles an hour then.
Okay, so take that mass, a few hundred miles an hour for 48 hours. How many miles is that?
The moon is... I can't even read that number.
384,000 kilometres away.
That's long.
So it's
about 238,855 miles.
That's much further than I thought.
It's much further than the North Circular.
Much further than 30 miles, isn't it?
However, the moon is moving away from the Earth at a rate of about 1.5 inches per year.
Does that mean there'll be a point where a solar eclipse will look like a £2 coin?
Maybe.
Why would it look like a £2 coin?
Because if it's getting further away, then it won't be the perfect size anymore, will it? So it'll have the gold bit around the outside and it'll have the moon in the middle.
No, because that would happen if it was moving towards us, wouldn't it?
No, because it would be getting bigger, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because the moon's in front of the sun, isn't it?
Should we stop talking about this before? No.
Right, okay, I've got another fact. That's all the news. I've got another fact. Right,
we think we've had any facts. Yeah. I think it's speculation.
Would you go on it? Like, it can go from London to Tokyo in 2 hours.
Yeah, it takes ages to get to Tokyo.
You've been to Tokyo. How long did it take you to get to Tokyo?
It took me about 20 hours to get there and nearly 40 hours to get back.
That is a lot of time. You could do a lot more things with that time.
Where did you go in Tokyo?
Well, if you're asking me about my Hiroshima story, that's another city, it's not within Tokyo. Okay. But speaking of really fast things, to get to... no, this is part of the story. To get to Hiroshima, we went on a bullet train, which is... they look mental. They look a bit like Concorde, and they're like the fastest trains you can get. They got hundreds of miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah. So here's a story that you're trying to pry out of me that I've been putting off telling. I've learnt that there is nothing funny about Hiroshima. It was so let me just put that out there.
Okay.
But when we arrived, it was me and G, and we'd been drinking and stuff the night before, and we were both pretty shattered, and it was quite a long train ride to get there. And we were both a little bit tired and grumpy. I don't know if you can imagine me grumpy, but I couldn't imagine G grumpy, but he was really, really grumpy when we arrived. And as like we sort of slowed down and arrived into the station, like he dropped like his train ticket out of his pocket and it fell on the floor. And as he bent down to pick it, he was like, oh, fuck's sake, this is literally the worst thing that has ever happened to anybody. Bing! You are now arriving in Hiroshima.
Poor G.
It was bad. I felt quite embarrassed getting off the train.
What was it like, Hiroshima?
Not something fun to talk about on a podcast. It was the most sombering experience I think I've had. It was really, really sad. Yeah, we shouldn't talk about it. Okay. But it's, if you get the chance, you should go, because it's obviously a very significant event. Oops. Did you want to talk about that thing you were talking about with Tom?
No.
Oh. I thought that's where you were going. No. I thought you were leading into that.
No?
No.
I think that's quite an interesting debate.
Yeah, well, my boy's doing a school project about like something that changed history. And his little thing is, like, if Hitler hadn't been kicked out of art school by his Jewish teacher, then he may not have had a hatred for the Jewish people. He may not have become, like, Hitler.
Heil Hitler, bitch!
So there may not have been a Second World War, which means there may not have been... The atom bomb wouldn't have been dropped either.
See, my take on things like this is that that often something really bad happening leads to something really good happening, and potentially the other way around as well. So if Hitler hadn't got into power, someone worse might have got into power.
Yeah, well, yeah, or like the other thing as well that I think about is if there hadn't been a World War II, then...
They might have skipped straight to World War III.
Yeah. So,
what?
Well, no, but there was a World War II then, like when the technology was like it was then. If that hadn't happened, maybe something would have happened 10 years ago
like
and it would have been nuclear.
That thing that Einstein said about, I know not what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. I like that. It's poignant.
But apparently,
you brought yourself back there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Apparently, though, they may break your bones. So.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have anything to say about wars?
Not really. No, it darks me out a bit.
Is this news?
No, I think we should end
it's history,
there.
If anything. Should we call it a day then?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something else weird.
Okay, we've just watched a trailer for The Martian.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Right, I like the look of it, but there is I do have a slight concern.
What's that?
Right, I like people that are in it. I like Matt Damon. Is it Kristen or Kirsten Wiig?
Kristen Wiig.
That's a big film for her. She's like a bit of an indie girl, isn't she? Really?
Yeah, or comedy. Yeah.
My concern is I always have a bit of a fear of those films where it's like one person in a place on their own. Just because I think, like...
It looked like there were lots of people knocking about there.
Yeah, there were lots of people knocking about over there, but he's over there on his own, and it kind of, like, I don't want it to be, like, Cast Away.
Oh, that was amazing.
I didn't watch it.
What? How can you make an opinion on it if you didn't watch it?
I don't like it.
That's like me saying that I don't like smoked salmon.
Do you like smoked salmon?
I've never tried it, but I don't like any of the fish.
Smoked salmon's really nice.
No, it's horrible. It's probably one of the worst offenders.
I have a fear about, like...
Did you see Gravity?
No,
guys.
No, yeah. No, I haven't seen that for the exact same reason.
Well, you're missing out. You're missing out on a lot of...
There's a film called 127 Hours. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's the exact same reason.
Have you seen really Buried?
Good. No, same reason.
No. Should you listen more?
Listen more.
I've got a pattern, yeah.
That 127 Hours is...
Man on a Ledge. That's just a guess. I'm presuming it's similar, so I haven't watched that either.
That's good. That's got that Sam Worthington man that we talked about.
Like, if it was like... Two men on a ledge, I probably would have watched it. But one man on a ledge.
Sounds like two girls in a car. What are they doing on that ledge? That 127 hours that I was doing, because the other ones you mentioned, there are other people in it, whereas that one is pretty much literally just him there. But it's really, really, it's riveting.
Yeah. There's also a film called Lock, which is a Tom Hardy film, where the whole film is him driving in a car.
Louise and her dad watched that, and they told me that it was 2 hours of their life they'd never get back.
I will watch it and said it was one of the best things he's ever seen.
Really?
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
He must like the M1 more than Louise does.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I think he probably just likes Tom Hardy more than she does.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh no. Honestly, for Valentine's Day, like a couple of years ago, he bought some Ryan Gosling films to watch them, but mainly because he wanted to watch them, not because I did.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay.
He's proud of a man crush. I'm so sorry, Will. I've just had a fun this.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah. You and David Beckham, same sort of thing, right?
Yeah, we've got it going on. Kevin
Pete Doherty.
Sure.
I'm gonna hang out with him. I don't want to kiss him.
Yeah, I like the look at it. Of it. I think it's a shame that maybe if there was a twist that there was like some Martians.
Yeah, I was hoping there would be a Martian.
I think that's the point, because at the very start of the film...
Is it like a prequel to Prometheus?
Nothing to do with Prometheus. Or,
you sure?
Yeah.
Because they're wearing the same kind of masks, and it might be. No. Might that be
I
the
think
twist?
It's called The Martian, because he's on Mars. He is the Martian.
But like at the beginning of that trailer, it says something like, it's in every species... Like, they have that natural instinct to help others, apart from one. So I wonder if, like, the aliens are going to come
down.
They
did say that.
I definitely said that.
Didn't it? Was he not talking about the humans?
They might have been talking about
cats. No, because he starts it with humans saying about earthquakes and rah, 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 doesn't he?
No, really? Again, I was just looking at the pictures. I didn't listen to the words. Okay.
But it looks good. I want to go and see it.
Okay. Well, on top of that review, while we were watching that film, we were reviewing some chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's called Dairy Milk Puddles. Smooth hazelnut flavoured filling.
Oh, I didn't get that it was hazelnut at all.
No, I didn't either.
I did get that it was hazelnut, and that's why I'm out.
Really?
Don't you know? I thought we discovered you liked nuts and chocolate.
I do, but that I would have been less disappointed if it was just the dairy milk.
Really?
I do like just a solid dairy milk. Yeah, just a great shout.
Salt of the earth.
Do you know what's really nice? Putting a square of dairy milk in your mouth and taking a big gulp of tea.
Yeah, so it melts.
Yeah. Nom nom.
Nom nom nom.
Anyway.
I've got
another thing that I need to say to you about films. I went to see Tomorrowland the other day. It's a Disney film, and it's one of the best films I've ever seen in my life.
Is that the one with George Clooney in it?
Yeah, and it's got unbelievable. I went without seeing any reviews or anything. All I knew was a Disney film, and sort of a bit more grown up than most Disney films. Absolutely loved it. Like, laughed, cried, like everything. Like, all the emotions.
Everything.
Laughing and crying. Did both. And then I came out afterwards, I looked at the reviews, and it's got really bad reviews. So
yeah, I've heard it's
I'm
going
to spread the word to Breakfast Bad fans. Get out there and watch it. Ignore the reviews.
I don't know if I'm going to endorse that, because you hate This Is England, and I think that's one of the best things I've ever seen.
Never said I hate This Is England.
You did?
Yeah, you did. You said you refused to watch
it. On my birthday, you refused to watch it, because you said you thought it was rubbish.
I never said that.
Yeah,
I said I watched it when I was younger. I don't want to watch it again.
No, you said you thought it was rubbish.
Yeah.
I've got actual messages of you saying that it was shit. I believe was the
you
word
you
used.
Off about it. You said
was I doing a hate campaign against you?
Yeah,
it's shit.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
No, you're doing that thing where
you said you'd rather watch Jaws 3.
No, I didn't. I'd never rather watch Jaws 3.
Those are some strong words.
No, I would never have said that.
You did.
Okay.
Like, please endorse that film.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't endorse it.
Well,
I'm endorsing Smoked Salmon.
Can I
endorse
it?
Smoked Salmon.
You can endorse it.
But you said you weren't going to let me endorse it.
You said, like, oh, Breakfast Bad, like, from you, from Kev. Kev would like everyone to watch that film, just in case it's shit.
It's not shit. Have some, like, judgment from me. Is that the term? Have some trust in my judgment.
Okay, if I watch it and it's rubbish, we're going to sit and watch This Is England and all the follow-ups together.
And Jaws 2 and 4.
Okay. She will do the weird
Jaws 4, what, the revenge?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's some big fish down here, my girl.
Isn't there a bit in that film where, like, he's on one coast and then he goes to the other coast and the fish swims all the way around the coast?
Great white don't come down to the Bahamas. Never. Never.
Yeah. Whoa, I don't want any spoilers of this masterpiece.
Like, I think they worked out he would have had to have travelled at 500 miles an hour.
Was it in one of those planes? Or?
Hypersonic shark.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they're doing. What?
Carry on.
Oh, fucking hell. There's a new Han Solo standalone film, like Han Solo and Boba Fett.
I keep thinking you're going to say there's a new Han Solo at Standalone Farm.
Standalone Farm, for our international listeners, is a little farm in Letchworth. Right. Down just outside Hitchin. Yeah. No, he's not going to be there. Yeah, so we're excited about the Han Solo film.
I guess so.
He's the best one.
Yeah, sure.
And for the record, he did shoot first.
Yeah.
In fact, he didn't even shoot first. He's the only one who shot. Like, you guys won't remember that. Have you seen Star Wars, I presume?
Yeah.
Remember the scene where him and Greedo...
yeah, I know that they changed it for the remastered
in the bar, and Greedo... Like, they're sitting there, they have an argument, Greedo shoots, misses, even though they're sitting opposite each other, and then Han shoots him under the table. In the original, like... But it's been changed on every single format, so you can't ever see it again. Like, when I went to the cinema to see it, Greedo doesn't even have a gun, and Han just sits there, and he's like, I bet you have, and just shoots him.
Why would they change that?
Because
it makes him to be a less likable character.
Because he's a murderer, which is what he actually is, like, in it. Like, you know, he's a lovable rogue, but he still is a killer. And then they changed it. But they've literally deleted all other versions, so you can't see that as a thing anymore.
There's also a thing that happened maybe you were telling me this, in E.T., like, apparently there's a scene in the forest where originally our soldiers were looking for him running around with guns.
Yeah.
But they've changed it so that now they're running around with walkie-talkies. They, like CGI'd out all the guns and changed for walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
That's like that film, Thank You for Smoking, where they're talking about CGI'ing out cigarettes and they're putting different things
in. Yeah, they did it with the Beatles picture as well. The one with them on the zebra crossing. Paul McCartney had a cigarette in his hand. Like, that's been etched out of history as well now.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like the changing of history of things.
No, I don't.
Should we write a letter?
Should have got Tom to do a project on it.
Yeah.
But the Han Solo shooting first thing, like even George Lucas has said, like, no, people have got it wrong. He said, in the original, like, and he's just lied about it. He said, in the original, he said, when I saw it back, he said, I realised that the way that we shot it, it seemed like Han shot first. And he's actually made up a whole lie about it. And it's just not true. There was only one shot fired. It's he's just lied about the whole thing, saying that. But that's why they reshot the scene. It's like,
I feel like you've gone off the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, the point is.
And rant over.
Anyway, yeah, there's a new Han Solo film, and there's loads and loads of people that have been tipped to play the young Han.
Me.
And I don't know any of these names, so we're going to go through them and see what Steph thinks.
Okay. You don't get an opinion on this.
Okay.
Well, you might know some of them.
Okay, start them.
Okay, Penn Badgley.
Never heard of him. Cut off his head.
He is in Gossip Girl, but I don't know what else he's done, so...
Is he good looking?
Kind of, yeah. He's like the tall, dark and handsome kind of thing.
Would he shoot first?
I don't see him as like an action hero in any way, shape or form.
Okay, right, so we'll cross him out.
Okay, ooh.
Put him in the bin.
Jay Brucknell. Bruckle?
That's the guy from Seth Rogen films?
Yeah.
If you know about him, you tell us about him.
He's more of a kind of geek chic kind of dude. I can't see him as a, like, space-travelling cowboy.
Cross. Jamie Bell. Now, I know this one. Wasn't he, like, in Billy Elliot?
Yeah, man. He also, he was in an army film and he got eaten by rats.
What film was that?
Army Boy and the Rat Men. I don't know.
Jamie Bell would be quite a left field choice, I think.
I don't know.
He was
I
in that
it
jumper film, wasn't he? Not about a jumper.
Rubbish.
About a sweater. About a jumper through time. So I guess he's kind of done.
We're going to put a question mark next to him.
Yeah, he doesn't need a cross.
Zac Efron. I've heard of him.
He was a High School Musical guy.
Been him.
I saw him in a film quite recently and he was really good.
Yeah.
With... He was like a next door neighbour, like...
This Is War, was it called, or something like that? Yeah. I made that up.
No, it was like
a film, but it was like a family moved in next door with a kid.
Isn't that Seth Rogen, maybe?
Yeah.
And the girl from Bridesmaids.
I'm happy to put a question mark next to Zac Efron, just because I liked him in that film.
He's a bit too chiselled.
Yeah, okay, cross.
He's not rugged enough.
Dave Franco.
I really like Dave Franco. He plays a good comedy character, but can also be really nasty. Have you seen the new 21 Jump Street?
I haven't seen either of those.
Is the new 21 Jump Street called 22 Jump Street?
No, I mean the remake of so 21 Jump Street.
I've seen 22 Jump Street. Is that the new 21 Jump Street?
Yeah, okay. So you see Dave Franco very, very briefly at the beginning when they're in the prison.
Is 21 Jump Street the remake of a film?
No, it's a TV series.
Oh, right.
With, Johnny Depp.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
That's not like a real thing.
That's not, no, but Johnny Depp does like a cameo in the film of 21, which you haven't seen. God damn it. Okay, never mind. Move on.
So is that a tick or a cross?
I think you have a question mark. Okay. I'd like a question mark by Dave Franco.
Andrew Garfield. Now he's... Yes. What's he in?
He's the Amazing Wimbledon. Spider-Man.
Oh, he's good in that, but you know how I feel about him.
Yeah, he does look
a bit too much like Andy Murray. And I can't see Andy Murray playing Han Solo. Can you?
I wish my disdain could be.
Yeah, we'll play if we're all too good. No, the blokes can go home. Do you know what I mean? That's how Andy Murray talks. Like,
yeah, that's not how Andy
Murray
talks.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not actually him, is it? Yeah.
I don't think he'd be very good as Han Solo.
Owen, what do you think about him?
I don't give him a cross. Just give him a...
Well, you just said you can't have him just because you don't fancy him.
He might bring some of his Spidey friends with him and I'm out.
No, we don't want that shit. Joe Gordon-Levitt?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, see... I think he would be a good one, and I base this on a number of reasons.
Tell me what he's in first.
Well, he was an alien in that Third Rock from the Sun, number one.
Yeah, that's
He was good when he was like 12 or whatever. He was good in
10 Things I Hate About You, 500 Days of Summer.
But relevantly, he was in that Looper film with Bruce Willis, and he managed to pull off the mannerisms of Bruce Willis. Like, amazingly, like, they did something to his nose, but all of his, like, the way he spoke, because he played like a young Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I saw the film.
Yeah, and so I think he can maybe, like, apply his skills to be a young Harrison Ford.
Okay.
So I think he would
be
a good choice.
I'd like to put him in the top three if that's going to be a thing.
Okay. Right, okay. Well, I'll put a question mark. We're just going to go with the question marks for now.
Give him a tick.
Kit Haringer?
Kit Harington. Jon Snow?
I can't imagine him...
Jon Snow?
He's Jon Snow in Game of Thrones. That's
he knows
what
nothing.
Famous for.
I can't imagine him...
Not the newsreader.
...in space, only in...
No, but the problem is, like, he has been a bit typecast, obviously, in everyone's mind, as Jon Snow, but he's just done that Spooks film.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Where he's cut all his hair off, finally.
I mean, I'm going to put a cross next to this. What do you think?
I really like him. He's one of my favourite characters in humans, but I don't
you
think...
You just crossed before he even finished speaking.
I could see it in his eyes, what he was thinking. Josh Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, the guy from the Hunger Games.
No, he was not even in the top three in the Hunger Games, so he can dick off.
Right, okay. Harsh, but fair.
I hope he gets it now.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, then when you asked me the question originally, I would have said him because of the association with him doing Indiana Jones.
He was really good. It goes against the wire and it goes against what everyone believes in, but I really liked that Indiana Jones film. apart from it with the monkeys.
My issue with it was the aliens at the end. Sorry for ruining the end. But to be fair, they already ruined the end
before
I... That
was the first Indiana Jones film I'd ever seen.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. You don't forget, they'd been and gone before I was born.
I've got all three of them at home.
They've never gone.
And the thing is, like, people were really angry about the aliens in that Indiana Jones film. Oh, you know, it's not realistic. Well, do you know what I mean? In the first one, you had, like, Nazis getting blown up by a mystical box and stuff like that. And it's like,
my issue was more that they were just shit aliens.
Really?
If you're going to do an alien, do it properly, you know?
Well, like in Sixth Sense. That's not about aliens.
He sees dead people.
Yeah. What's the film I'm trying to think of?
Alien?
No. Oh, God.
Aliens?
It's contaminated. What is
Signs.
That film? Signs.
That was
that's
a really good
I'm
film.
Like, that alien originally where... You,
I
like,
can't
it's,
remember him.
There's a really famous scene where they're filming, like, a birthday party and the alien suddenly walks into view.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Shits everyone up. Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Okay. Chris Pine. So, Shia LaBeouf, I've put a tick for now.
Okay. Why have you not put a tick next to the one that I was all about?
Okay.
Such
I've got two ticks. Chris Pine, I'm not sure who Chris Pine is.
He was the guy from Star Trek.
Not interested.
No.
I don't think you can do Star Trek and Star Wars.
No.
So, he gets a no.
Pratt.
Chris Pratt, yes. Biggest tick.
Pratt.
But the problem is he's done... problem is that a yes done... for you? It's a yes for me, because I think he's really good at that kind of, like...
Yeah, he did the whole Guardians of the Galaxy thing. Yeah. Yeah, he was good in that. And but again, like, don't be greedy. You've got your role. Like, don't confuse it. If you're going to be one person, don't be another spaceman.
How do you feel, you know, then, about Chris Evans of Fantastic Four and Captain America fame, not Radio 2 fame?
I never really saw the Fantastic Four, so...
Oh, okay, so that's... You're letting him off.
So if I saw that, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, maybe.
But at this stage, he's just Captain America.
He's got a cross. Right, R-Pats has been touted as well. Has it not got a cross? Are you saying it should have a tick?
No, you can have a cross.
Okay.
I don't think Robert Pattinson... No.
It's just too...
He is a good actor. Like, he's been... The problem is, again, he gets that, like, typecast thing with...
Just take him off, he's my friend.
with the whole Twilight thing. But he's done, like... Was it Remember?
Remember Me was really good.
Yeah, yeah. And a couple of other things. He's actually really good.
I just can't imagine him in space.
But no, no.
I saw a film the other day called Divergent.
Divergent?
Yeah, and there's another one called...
Subvergent.
Subvergent, and then there's a Trisurgent or something. But there are like a series of films, and there's someone in that that's really good, but I don't know his name. But he'd be really good. But we could look him up at some point.
Okay. Who's the last one?
Last one is Aaron Paul, who...
You've made up to be on this list.
No, it's fact. Like, he's the favourite.
He's your favourite. He's
the favourite, I think. But the world. I think that's perfect for him.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely perfect.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I can get on board with it.
He would definitely be my favourite. It would be between him and... Shia LaBeouf for me.
If my top three would be him and that Joseph Gordon-Levitt as well.
Yeah.
If one of them gets it, I'll be happy. Probably watch it anyway.
I'll definitely watch it anyway.
Is his name Theo James? I don't know.
Yes, Theo James.
So his name is Tobias Eaton?
Yeah.
No.
Is he related to Robbie?
Theo James. No, Theo James is his real life name.
Okay.
Yeah. He's quite good, but you haven't seen that and he's not all that famous.
Okay.
I don't Radio know how Gold. He looks.
He's quite cool though.
Have you got any words to summarise this before I wrap it up?
It's getting angsty.
It's just been this section's gone off long enough. Wrap it up.
Okay, kid, you're clear. Let's blow this thing and go for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to read out some reviews.
Do it. Where's the problem?
Because this is a review from Reese Kirkman. Having a breakfast bad binge today, your discussion on science is fucking infuriating. As someone who is currently teaching an electronics course, the explanation of how electricity works was the most frustrating thing I've ever listened to. Very entertaining, though. Kiss. That's a review right there, yeah?
Did we ever get to the bottom of whether Reese was legally employed or not?
We need to find that out. I think he is still just chancing it.
Okay, cool. Is that the only review you're going to read out?
You're going to read one from Donna, weren't you?
Yeah. Okay, review from Donna Marie Kelly. I listened to episode 6 today in the gym. Loved it. Laughed out loud, for fuck's sake. Which got me in trouble. You daft bastards. Kiss.
Okay. So they're all kind of backhanded compliments, aren't they?
Yeah, and then we got another one from her. Just listened to episode 6 again. It came on by accident whilst running and I couldn't turn the fucking thing off. Now that's dedication.
So can we confirm that Donna has listened to 2 episodes and they've both been episode 6?
Yeah, and she's also... I messaged her about going to the open mic tonight and she said, yeah, baby, I've been fecking listening to the pair of you this morning on my run. I feel like we're joined at the hip. Be lucky to see you.
I like it. So maybe you could use this as a chance to say how other people can get in touch.
Right, we've started getting some reviews and stuff on iTunes.
Because you haven't stopped banging on about it.
Yeah, and we're quite close to getting into the new and noteworthy section. So if you could go on iTunes and give us a review and leave your name, we'll name check you in the next episode. That could be a thing, can't it?
It can be a thing.
Yeah, we'll read out your reviews and stuff because, we really want to get new and noteworthy. That's what we want.
Do you want to give out the rest of the things?
Yeah, you can email the show at... breakfastbad@outlook.com.
Yeah. Twitter @breakfast_bad.
Facebook breakfastbad.
Search on audio boom breakfast.bad and iTunes for breakfastbad under podcast.
Yeah. That's it.
If this is a little probably the wrong thing time to bring it up, but like if you type breakfast bad into Google, mm-hmm. do we come up or does shit breakfast come up?
Shit, if you type into Google, I think if you type breakfast bad podcast into Google, I think that original one we did comes up.
Really?
Which I can't delete.
That can't be the worst breakfast. Let's talk about this later. Let's wrap it up.
Punch Seven up reasons why you should not eat breakfast is what comes up.
Okay. Are we in that list? Okay, that's that then.
Okay, see you soon.
Bye.